Hey everybody, I'm Eric, and today I watched Survivor 33, Episode 2, Love Goggles. It just makes me think of everything I hate about this episode. Spoilers ahoy, if you haven't seen this episode yet and you don't want to find out what happens, then get out of here. Go watch it, and then come back and listen. I'm going to refer to the tribes as their names from now on. They don't ever say the tribe names on the show, but they do show them on screen. Not even on screen. They show the tribe flag like once or twice in the episode, but with their name and stuff, they still say the generation name, not the tribe name. Hopefully there's like a tribe swap before the merge, so then it actually becomes relevant that we have these tribe names and we stop talking about the generations. Anyway, Takali is, I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, but Takali is the older tribe and Vanua is the younger tribe. So purple Takali, orange, red, it's like an orangish red for Vanua. I hate Vanua so much, like everybody on it. I like Zeke. Zeke's okay. He didn't really have any shining moments in this episode, though, but his coolness from, not really coolness, it's the wrong word for that. My liking of him in the first episode, like, carries over. He didn't do anything to, like, ruin that. So, I continue to like him. Everybody else, just get out of here. Get out of here. Adam's okay. Adam's kind of maybe growing on me a little bit. But over on Takali, I was saying on paper, I should love Dave. Or David. He goes by David. I should love David. He's like the most like me possibly of everybody on this season, definitely. But we finally learned, I don't remember anything about Ken from the first episode. These two guys have way more in common than you would think. And it's amazing. I posted a picture of the amazing shot of them both standing with their hands on their hips. They're twinsies. They're best friends. They're immediate best friends. And I like that so much. We had David starting the fire, which was awesome. And these two just... Also, he finds the immunity idol. It's hidden inside a coconut. Great twist. We haven't seen that before. It's so awesome. And I kind of wonder if anyone on Vanua will be smart enough. Zeke. Zeke will find it. I'm pretty sure Zeke will be the one who finds the special coconut. Anybody else... will just either not notice it, not care enough to find an idol because everybody thinks they're cool and safe or whatnot. Or it's going to be either, Zeke or, Michaela. Is that how you pronounce her name? I'm so sorry. It's going to be one of them two who find the idol on that tribe. If it's even found before, like, a tribe swap or whatever. What if there's a tribe swap and they still haven't found the idol, but David and hopefully Ken also end up on that tribe, and then they go and find a second idol? That would be amazing. They could even just find a second idol if they end up using the first one at the next tribal. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So anyway, I really like those two's relationship. That's going to be so much fun. It's kind of like, in a way it reminds me of Ty and Scott last season. And I really hope, I don't think it's going to end up like that relationship did though. These guys are tight from the beginning. So I think it's going to last. It's got to last. We had a little bit of a scare, possible heart attack from we've got a possible heart attack from Paul. No, Paul possibly had a heart attack. He goes down, and luckily, he's okay. It's just like heat exhaustion and stuff. So he gets a bit of recovery in, and he's as lively as ever at the challenge. Now, the challenge was purely a physical challenge, which was awesome. As much as I love the puzzles and that they've done a lot more puzzles and mixing it in with the physical stuff, it was great to see an entirely water-bound challenge in this episode. The winner of the challenge gets a tarp and, of course, immunity. First, they had to swim to a platform, climb up a net, and then jump off and grab a dangly thing into the water. It was like 15 feet up into the air, probably a little, maybe higher than that, maybe lower than that. I don't know. I'm a bad judge of size on television screens, but it's pretty high up there. And David struggled quite a bit with the swimming. It seems that he doesn't have much experience swimming from his speed. But he hung in there. He didn't give up or anything, and he grabbed the thing off when he jumped. I was really worried that he was gonna miss. I thought he was gonna miss and have to do it again, and that would have just sunk them for that challenge. But he got it. He got it. He stuck with it, and they were able to just keep going, keep steady. And then they had to untie a bunch of rings from underwater. This is where they kind of made up time, but then they really made up time when Ken just started. Well, at first it was what's her name? I think she threw, was it Jessica? No. Was it Cece? One of the ladies. They nailed the first two rings. There's like a pyramid shape of five rings, ring toss posts that they had to hurl these. They're huge. They're probably like a foot and a half in diameter, 2 feet in diameter. This looked like a lot of fun. I would have loved to do this part of the challenge. The up to this point, I would have struggled as much as David was probably. This part of the challenge would have been so much fun. But Ken just nails it one after another, and they make the comeback to win their first immunity. And this sends Vanua off to Tribal Council. And it was, I mean, I talk about it. I did not enjoy the rest of this episode. And I haven't seen the sneak peek or anything. I haven't seen like the wrap up from Mari, who is voted out. I think that's how you pronounce her name. But yeah, Mari is voted out. It was going to be, it seemed like it was between Mari and Figgy. Figgy, who had been, who's in, I mean, showmance with, what's his name? I have a list of everybody's names. That's the only reason I'm able to say their actual names. Taylor. It's just, ugh, gross. Not gross, but like, gross. What are you guys doing? I guess they're not detoxed attractive yet. I mean, they're attractive people, but the first like 12 days on Survivor, everybody's just gross and disgusting. From watching on TV, I'm sure everybody's gross like the entire time. But once they reach a certain point, then they're like detoxed of civilization and like the sunshine and the ocean air and all that just does something to everybody. Almost everybody. Some people don't benefit from that. So they haven't even reached that point yet, and they're making out and stuff. They're goners. I'm really surprised that Figgy wasn't voted off on this on this episode. I guess we could hope that when a tribe swap happens, there has to be a tribe swap that Figgy and Taylor are split up. If one of them isn't voted off before then, just to make that not happen, squash it, get that out of here. It's just annoying. I think for most people, it's definitely annoying for everybody there. But I can't see anybody being charmed by watching this very immediate, quickly happening, romance happening, occurring. You know what I mean? Love goggles, the worst. Okay, so yeah, it was parts of this episode I really liked. Parts of it I hated so much. So, you know, I'm going to keep watching because that's what I do. I watch Survivor. That's like all I do ever. Actually, I haven't watched any Survivor since the finale of last season. And since I haven't done a video for the first episode, I'm not going to do any video stuff for this season. Oh, let's talk about Amazing Race. It's not on this fall. What in the world? That is that's just awful. Why? Why? I am so upset. That's the thing I'm most upset about. And so things are pretty good, if that's what I'm most upset about over anything. I'm more upset about that than like worrying about paying rent and stuff. But anyway, I hope it better come back in January or February. If they just like hold it off, because they filmed it, and I thought it was renewed for, well, I guess it would have been renewed for the season that they just filmed. Man, come on. What's the deal, CBS? Are you that like confident in MacGyver? Why can't we have MacGyver and Amazing Race on Friday nights? Come on. What is the other thing that's on Friday nights? There's something else on Friday night. MacGyver is replacing Limitless. Why isn't going Limitless's time slot? What was that, like Tuesdays or something? It's basically the same show, right? Like super ingenuity saving the day. Like all you need is this, like explaining the thing. It has a lot of the same feel from what I've seen. I've only seen clips of Limitless, but probably a lot more actual like fighting and stuff, which is probably good. Friend of the show, Jacob Garcia, is on the first two episodes, so watch out for him. He did some stunt work with like a car in the second episode, and does something in the first one. I don't remember exactly what. But I'm going to check those out. I am going to watch the show. I'm not mad at MacGyver for basically being the reason that Amazing Race isn't on. It might not be the reason, but it seems like it's the reason that it's not on. But I'll still watch it because MacGyver is pretty awesome. I mean, as a general concept. All right, so that's it for this episode. Man, let me know what you thought about lug govels. Oh my god, lug govels. I was gonna call it love goggles, the worst, but now it's got to be lug govels. All right, so let me know what you thought about this episode by tweeting me at TIW Podcast. Go to todayiwatched.com for more reviews. If you enjoyed this episode or anything else on the site, please share some links with your friends. Head over to iTunes, subscribe, write a review, and support the show even more at patreon.com/todayiwatched. That's it for now. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you later. Bye.